very much. Good morning. Our subject for today, born to serve, but not born to stay. Born to serve here, but not born to stay here. Let's pray. Grant now, Lord, your blessing as we worship. In Jesus' name, amen. In my sermon 2 weeks ago, we were in Matthew 24. What chapter? Matthew 24. Turn your Bibles there just for a moment. The chapter has six sections. There's six sections in chapter 24. First, in verses 3 through 14, and we could just get a little bit more roundness to the sound or something. In chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, Jesus gives the signs of his coming. What does he give? The signs. He outlines the signs. We talked about those signs. And we pointed out the fact, stay with me now, I'm reviewing, that though these signs are in many cases highly traumatic, disturbing, troubling, we said that for us as a church, the earthquakes, the pestilence, the disease, the disasters, they aren't just signs of the coming. We said they are opportunities for service. And I wanted you to rethink those signs that way. So as you live in these last days and these various things happen, we as God's people know these are signs of the coming, but they're also opportunities for service. And we talked about service and hope in that sermon. The tribulations we'll go through are outlined in verses 15 through 28 of chapter 24. While we're serving, we're going to go through tough times. Satan isn't going to just sit back and let you serve. He's going to trouble you as you seek to serve this nation, this world. While this nation and this world are in trouble, Satan will trouble you so that you don't serve. Are you listening to me? And then in verses 32 to 35 of chapter 24, there's the parable of the fig tree. That is, he's saying, when you see these things, as you see the signs through nature, when you see these things, know that the end is nigh. And I don't know about you, but I truly believe that the end is nigh. Your response to that is weak. Do you believe the coming of the Lord is soon? I know we've been saying it for years, but it is near even at the door. Or as Paul said, nearer than when we first believed. Somebody say amen. In verses 36 to 44, Matthew discusses the secrecy of the coming. That is, Charlene, God has intentionally kept the day and the hour from us. Why? Why? Morning service, you can talk out. Why? Huh? Human nature is to wait till the last minute. Am I telling the truth? And the Holy Spirit knows that. So God says, I've reserved the information as to the date of my coming unto myself. The Father only. That's amazing to me. So it means we are to work, listen to me, each day as if it's the last day. We're to live each day as if it's the last day. That's powerful, Pastor Warfield. And given the fact, and I don't want to, and I'm not trying to scare anybody, but given the fact that we live in this traumatic, troubled world and accidents happen, each day can be the last day for you. Am I telling the truth? See, there's the coming and then there's the coming. And for some of us, God's going to come before he comes. Do you follow what I'm saying? So in the parable of the fig tree, he says, like you watch the tree, watch the signs. And then, and I'm going to be coming back to this in another sermon, in verses 45 through 51, he talks about the evil servant. And I just want to pause and explain this just briefly. Why does he put the evil servant toward the end of the sermon on the coming? Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. Because one of the things that God is watching for is how we treat one another just before he comes. And he warns us that don't get to mistreating your brother. Ladies and gentlemen, the attitude of the church toward other people and its own people and those in our family is key in God's mind. How you treat people has a lot to do as to whether God can trust you in the kingdom of heaven. We'll come back to that. Got one separate sermon on that subject. And then in chapter 24, go with me now. Chapter 24, you're already there. Let me get there. He takes the time in just a few verses to actually describe the coming. Chapter 24, starting in verse 29. Matthew 24 and verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. That happened May 19, 1780. And the next day, May 20, 1780, the moon came up as blood. The dark day came, then the moon came up as looking like blood because of the cloudiness that was there. He keeps talking, and then he says, and the star shall fall from heaven. That was May 13, 1833, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Now, if those things happened in 1780 and 1833, we are living in the... Talk to me. We are living in the... Say it again. We're living in the... So when we as Seventh-day Adventists talk about the last days, we're not just making stuff up. We have the words of Jesus. When you see this stuff, know that I am coming. Now, that makes me feel like we must serve a very patient God. Because 1833, Sonia Blackwood, is over 100 years ago. And yet Jesus has not come. You're sitting there so calmly. He has not come. In fact, if he had come in 1833, nobody in this room would be saved. You wouldn't have been born. What I'm trying to get you to do, you're sitting there so stiff, I'm trying to get you to do, is be happy that he waited. I am. Now, I want him to come, but I'm glad he didn't come before 1942, February 3rd. That's when I was born. Come on, somebody. Yes, sir. So the point I'm making is God is yet providing opportunity. So in those verses, he describes the coming. Okay. Let's shift gears now to today's message. John 14, 1 to 3. Go there. John 14, 1 to 3. Go there. So here we are, living in this era. Trauma, tribulation, earthquakes, diverse places, wars, rumors of wars. It's all about us, Sister King. And we have said, just reviewing just one more sentence, we have said that while these things are going on, God's people should be busy, because our theme is I serve. So we're saying, you can't get so hung up, Darnell. You can't get so tied up on the trouble that you forget your job is to serve humanity. But in John 14, 1 to 3, Jesus sends a different message about the coming. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe how? In my, come on, saints, or if it were, I would have, I go and if I go and, I will, and that there, those are warm, fuzzy words. Now you can sit there if you want to and be calm, but I'm just excited to know that Jesus wants Henry Wright to be where he is. Oh, yes. Could I just pause and celebrate? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's saying to me, he's lonesome without me. Y'all are too calm for me. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is declaring, Henry Wright, I will not be happy till Henry is where I am. I like that. Now, when he said this, he was saying it. My subject this morning is born to serve here, but not born to stay here. When he said these words, he was responding to a particular disciple. We all know him. It's a fellow named Peter. You know Peter? Oh, yeah, yeah. His mouth was always in first gear when his brain was in fifth gear. And Jesus speaks these words after a conversation. So you're going now to John 13. John 13, verse 36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Verse 37. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered him, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. What's going on? Now keep in mind, first of all, that John 14, 1 to 3 is Jesus' direct answer to Peter in chapter 13. He has just blown Peter away in front of the other disciples. I'll go where you go. You're not ready. In fact, you're so not ready, Peter, that before the morning comes and the rooster crows three times, you'll deny me. Well, Peter's upset. And so John 14, 1 to 3 is Christ's answer to Peter. Don't be upset. Even though I know you're going to mess up. I tell you, I have to enjoy my sermon by myself. Even though I know you're going to mess up, I'm preparing your place anyhow. Somebody ought to say amen. But now that's just the surface on you. We got to get down into this thing. It's much deeper than that. The reason why Peter makes the statement, the subject is born to serve here, but not born to stay here. The reason why Peter has this discussion saying, look, I want to go where you go. But if you go to the verses before, the real issue is Peter has his mind on an earthly kingdom. What kind of kingdom? Peter thinks that this world is his place. I go and prepare a place for you. Let me see if this side can get it. If Jesus says, dear saints, they're trying to figure it out. I know y'all smart over here. If Jesus says, I'm preparing a place, wouldn't that suggest you don't have a place? Yes. They got it. Did y'all get it over here? They were listening in. They got it. Jesus does not waste his time. If he's preparing a place for the saints, that means we do not have a place now. There's my sermon, Warfield. Born to serve here, but not born to stay here, Brother King. Now, here's your dilemma. Here's your dilemma. Going back to Matthew 24, all this confusion and wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and traumas and banks failing and so forth and so on. In the midst of all of this, too many of God's people are digging in, trying to find their place here. Now, I'm going to talk about you for a few minutes and talk about me. That's why you got plush pile carpet. That's why you got that multi-level house. That's why you decided to buy a Volvo rather than buy a Ford. Come on now. Because we want to be comfortable here. Now go on and say amen. I'm going to say amen for you. It wasn't loud enough. Amen. We're settled in. We move to, nobody lives in so-and-so bottoms. We go to so-and-so heights. We want to go to heights. Notice how we name our neighborhoods heights. Estates. So-and-so estates. Your house has got two rooms, but you move to estates. Yeah. We're wrapped up, and this is real. There's a reason why you have an American Express card rather than a Visa. American Express sounds better. This world, Ken Brody, psychs us into wanting to be here. Somebody ought to say amen. But Jesus said to Peter, this is not your place. And, you know, we quote the text, but we miss the message. He's preparing a place because right now, pardon my French, you ain't got no place. In fact, I would suggest to you without apology that the person who's really living for Jesus, there's no way you can ever be comfortable here. Now, where did this search for a place start? Genesis. Somebody said to me the other day, said, Pastor Wright, you can't preach a sermon without going to Genesis. No apology. That's where the mess all started. When you read Genesis, you read about the time, Brother Pierman, when this earth really was our place. Have you read the creation story? Woo! Light, air, plants, dry ground, sun, moon, and stars, all kinds of creatures to enjoy. Have you read that? Even in the end of chapter 1, gives us our diet. Gives our food is prepared. We have a garden, not a mansion. We have a garden for our house. This was man's place. Earth was made for man, and man was made for earth. In fact, the word Adam is the same Hebrew word for earth. He was actually named after the planet, or you could say the planet was named after him. This is the planet Adam. So this place was so much ours that we actually were named after it, or it after us. In other words, this place, this earth, was made for man. This was our place. But look what happened. Genesis 3, you know the story, don't you? And we messed up. In the process of messing up, look what happened at the end of chapter 3. I'm reading, you're looking. Verse 22. Oh, this is so sad. It's almost hard to read it, but I got to read it. And the Lord said, behold, the man is become as one of us. Do know good and evil. And now, lest he should put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, look at verse 23. There, boy, that word therefore is powerful. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from where? Do you realize that after sin, one of the first things that happened to mankind, we became homeless? See, homelessness is not new. It's as old as the Garden of Eden. We had no, finish the sentence, place. Somebody's listening. Do you see the sermon now? Do you see it, Anwar? We had no place. We got booted out. Suddenly, the earth was no longer our place. And to show you how rough it was going to be, go back earlier. Verse 16, to the woman he said, greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Having children would be no fun. Verse 17, and unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of the wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Look. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Not only do you have no place to live, now the very earth about after whom you were named is your enemy. The earth is no longer your place. Now all of a sudden the words are glowing. I go, thank you, Jesus, and prepare a place for you. You see, sinful earth is not your place. You were not born to be sick. You were not born to be traumatized. You were not born to be afraid. You were not born to be overweight. You were not born to be underweight. You were not born to be tired. You were born to fellowship with God. But we lost our place, so God said, hey, don't get worried about it, Henry Wright. I'm preparing a place for you. I can't wait on you all to get excited about this sermon. I'll be excited all by myself. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I don't belong here. I wasn't made for cancer. I wasn't made for colds. I wasn't made for divorce. I wasn't made for trauma. That's not, I was made to be like God, but I lost my place. Jesus says, I got news for you. Got a news bulletin. Do not be discouraged. I got a place for you. Going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Ha! You're born to serve here, but right, you ain't born to stay here. Look at you. Just hang on a little bit longer. Don't give up now. It's going to be better. I done read about it. No more pain. No more sorrow. Come on, somebody. No more sickness. No more death. Just don't give up right now, right? I know it's tough on you, but don't give up now, because a place is coming. I have a young man riding through Georgia back in the 1960s. I'd spent the summer working in a tent meeting with Elder J. Malcolm Phipps. Now, there was a preacher, little short guy, had a voice like thunder. Spent the whole summer watching that man preach his soul out, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, I was the tent master, song leader, preparing for ministry. Put me on a bus, 33-hour ride on the bus from Florida back home to Ohio. I'm talking about a place. I know my subject. We stopped in Tipton, Georgia. Time to get off. Bus driver said, take a break. Everybody got off. I got off with my innocent, naive self. Went walking right in the front door behind everybody else. Great big arm slammed down in front of me, with red hair all over it. Where you going, boy? I looked. I said, I'm going to get me a sandwich. Not in here, you ain't. I didn't hear you, ain't. It's 1962, folk. The United States of America. I was born here. I was born here. My grandfather was born here. My great-grandfather was born here. America's my place, I thought. Cold chill went over me. I was born and reared in the North. I'd not been exposed to racial prejudice before like that. I was shocked. And it so set me aback, I just stood there. And tears came to my eyes. Still is emotional for me to talk about it. The reality that in the country where I was born, I didn't fit. There was an elderly black gentleman who was sitting on a bench out there in front of the restaurant. He walked up. He said, "Son, what do you want?" I told him what I wanted. He said, "Go get back on the bus." I saw him go around the back. A few minutes he came with my sandwich and my drink. I couldn't eat. I poured the drink out the window. I stuck the sandwich in the bag and folded it up and just crushed it. And I sat there and sobbed. Jesus said, "Henry, don't you worry. It may never get straight down here. Hey! I got a new heavens and a new earth. And the standard is not the color of your skin or the texture of your hair. But he that dwelleth in righteousness shall find peace in that place." Somebody say amen. Amen. Don't worry about this place. This was never meant to be your place. And the Lord planted peace in Peter's heart. Peter worried about the kingdom here. And the thing about this thing is, it's hard to get it. Even after Jesus had been crucified and resurrected. I'm in Acts now. You're going with me to the book of Acts. Crucified and resurrected. These poor disciples were so attached to this place and having success in this sinful world, so attached to finding some way that they could survive and last and rise in this world. Here they are in Acts 1 now. Acts 1, verse 6. When they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, "Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?" They couldn't turn it loose. Now you look at me because I'm closing now. They couldn't turn it loose. See, is that you? Is that you? Are you so attached? You can't turn it loose. You work so hard to get that house. I got to tell you, I hate to tell you, because you worked hard to get it. If it's like mine, it's paid for. My house is paid for. But I hate to tell you. I got to tell you. Warfield, I'm going to have to tell them some bad news. God's going to burn it up. All that carpet and them HD screens, he's going to burn it up with joy. He's going to smile while he's burning up all your stuff. Hallelujah! Thank you, Father! Peter said, "I got a vision." What do you see, Peter? A new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Righteousness, right living, right doing. So do your service. Do what God has called you to do, but don't get comfortable. Pass out tracts and knock on doors and serve the hungry and go to the homeless and see about the elderly. Do your service, but don't get going home to that nice house. Enjoy it. Yeah. Enjoy it. Fix it up nice. So it'll burn well. Yeah, put good quality. Give God something to burn. Quality. Hallelujah. Fix up the yard. Yes, sir. Plant bushes. Give him something to burn. But he gonna burn it. But when he gets done and hands you a new heavens and a new earth, somebody say amen. When he hands you your place, finally, everybody's going to fit. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, Fabian? Everybody's going to, nobody will be out of place. Amwar's going to sing a song. You listen.
Earthly pleasures vainly call me, I would be like Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing worldly shall enthrall me, I would be like Jesus.
That's the only thing that matters.
Be like Jesus is my song.
Yes, Lord.
In
thank
the
you. Thank
home
you.
And in the throng, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
Now just hold on, Bar. I want to get another verse out of you in a minute. That's your goal. That's your goal. Now, let me be clear, folks. There's no sin in having a nice house or a nice car. I'm just having a little fun with you. That's all right. But your goal to get from here to your place is to be like who? Talk to me, be like who? That's your goal. And you see, it's service. I want to connect the two. It's service that gets you there. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords left glory and the adoration of angels, came down to this sinful planet, took upon himself the form and fashion of mankind that he might serve. And he said, now follow me. Be servants. Follow me. Be like me. Be like me. If you're like me, then your place is guaranteed. And Amwar sings the next verse. I want your heads bowed. Your eyes closed. You're thinking now. You're thinking.
He has broken every fetter, I would be like Jesus, that my soul may serve him better, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is my song. In my home and
in the throng,
be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
Now, my appeal, your head is bowed, eyes are closed. Maybe you've been coming here for a while. You've been thinking about becoming a part of this church, that this congregation that has lifted service as its standard bearer. Our theme for the year is I Serve. You want to be a part of this. You've been thinking about transferring your membership to this church to join us in service. That's the first group. Secondly, you may be a person who would like to know more about this church. You want to study. You'd like to take Bible studies. Oh, the pastors here delight in doing that. You'd like to come forward for Bible study. Or you've done your study. You've been thinking about taking your stand for baptism. You've not come down before for baptism. Three classes: transfer, Bible study, baptism. Is there one more verse, Anwar? He's going to sing that one more verse while he's doing so. You can rise up from your seat. Just come. There's room for you to come. You can sit right here. Or sit in that row back there. Sit in that row back there. Who'll come? Don't be looking around, folk. If you're not coming, then pray. If you're coming, come.
All the way from earth to glory.
Are you here?
I would be like Jesus.
Can you make that decision today? Please.
Telling o'er and o'er the story, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus is my song in the home and in
the throng. Thank you, Pastor Warfield.
Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
Just keep playing, Brother Otley. One has come. Give you another minute. Maybe somebody else will come. Transfer, Bible study, baptism. Comes another one, Pastor. You sure you won't do it today? Join these two ladies who've come for whatever reason? Why would you put it off if God is asking you to come? Well, I'm going to pray my closing prayer. Pastor Warfield has his eyes open. Father, I'm uplifted today because I know I got a place. I may not fit in Tifton, Georgia, but I sure plan to fit in the earth made new. Each of us has a place. You looked out for us, Jesus. We messed up this and we don't fit here. Righteous people will never belong in a sinful earth. We're like Lot in Sodom. It vexes our souls. There's too much evil around us. But you looked out for us. We plan to be there. Born to serve here. But not born to stay here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, amen. God bless you.